WHDD presents Susan Says.
Wow. I finally took a free, beautiful, full breath yesterday after 4 years of angst, anger, and feeling like I couldn't relax or breathe. Yesterday's fabulous, beautiful inauguration cured me. Lots of tears, lots of smiles, everyone feeling cleansed. Well, everyone but New York Post geriatric gossip ghoul Cindy Adams. She was vile and ugly and personally insulting to the president. Well, anyway, let's move on. I guess I'm still not that cured. It was a beautiful day, made perfect by the fact that the former thing that invaded the White House and our nightmares for 4 years didn't show up. Thank goodness. It would have definitely ruined the whole mood. I, for one, am thankful he chose not to. Bye-bye. Forever, I hope. But, well, that's probably not going to happen. I'm not going to hold my breath, as we say. Let's make a pact with the news not to mention his name. Say former president or ex-president or Voldemort, he who shall not be named, okay? The actual ceremony was perfection. Amy Klobuchar did a great job in producing the event. Joe Biden's speech was so magically right in tone. His delivery, whoever wrote it deserves an award, and to be named, he or she is a wonderful asset to this president. He did us proud. He's decency personified, actually. What a perfect person for a tragic time. Even Chris Wallace of Faux News extolled it as the best one ever. The beautiful, brilliant young lady, Amanda Gorman. Wow. The youngest poetess, a national treasure. She was awesome. Can you imagine? She also overcame a speech impediment, as did our new president. In her youth, she said. What was that, like 2 minutes ago? She's a star already. Wow. I could have done without Lady Gaga in her dress, but that's just me. Seeing the other presidents and wives gave continuity and calm. So as I said, I laughed, I cried. It was a great day, ending with the wonderful celebration hosted by Tom Hanks. Who could be better than the real, likable American symbol? I went to bed happy for the first time in a long, long time. So not to go backwards or bring you down, I did want to point out a brilliant article by Professor Timothy Snyder of Yale in this week's New York Times Magazine. It was called American Abyss. It was a great articulation of what, yes, I have been saying for years now, constantly saying that we are so lucky. We were so close to fascism, really. And he says the vulnerability of democracy guaranteed an attempted coup by you-know-who, the big lie. It's the erosion of truth. He says it better, post-truth is pre-fascism. How's that? Anyway, read the article yourself. I don't want to depress us. He really is an authority on tyranny, and he spells it out beautifully. So, one more thing. It's important that we have this conviction in the Senate. We cannot allow treason to go unpunished, plus the horror of murder with 400,000 dead from COVID. Well, that's a topic for another day. Let's hope it happens. For now, sigh and just breathe.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.